This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, this day is just flying by. Good afternoon. Fourth and final hour. We do have the bonus hour coming up at 6. If you want to tune in for that. So the USA Today had artificial intelligence predict how every NFL team would fare in this upcoming season. Now, we didn't – we went through them all, but
– Did we win? Just tell me now.
We only printed out the AFC West. Okay? This AI computer program predicted that the Las Vegas Raiders would finish at the bottom with a record of 6-11.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos would come in third in the AFC West with a record of 9-8. The Los Angeles Chargers would come in second with a record of 10-7.
Okay.
And the Kansas City Chiefs, this program predicts, will win the AFC West again.
Okay.
With a record of 12-5. 12-5.
I'd rather it be 14-3.
Math is hard today, isn't it?
I would agree, except for we always do better in the playoffs when we don't do as well in the regular season.
You're right.
Patrick Mahomes needs a little bit of anger behind his skill.
By the way, we mentioned this earlier in the program that there's this investigation because apparently 100 NFL players, coaches, staff members are caught up in this ticket resale gate from last year where every single team, Sam, we looked it up. If you're not in the Super Bowl, you get two. You get two tickets.
Is it every player or every personnel?
I think it's front office. I think it's support staff. All of those folks get.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of tickets. They all get two.
Okay.
They are not yet saying which coaches and players and support staff are accused of bundling and selling their allotment. Mm-hmm. But we do know that when you get to go to the Super Bowl.
Please make it Burrows. Please make it Burrows.
When you get to go to the Super Bowl, you do get more than two. I think you get 6 or 10 or whatever it is when you are actually on a team that is playing.
Right.
So Scott and I were talking about this off the air, Sam. And he goes, why in God's name would even a third string kicker bundle and sell their allotment?
Yep.
When you look this up, what is the league minimum they are making?
I'm going off memory here, but a rookie, based on the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and the NFL Players Association, a rookie cannot make less than, I think it's $750,000 a year.
Oh, I was going to say $450. It could be $750.
Yeah. I believe it said $750 when I looked it up. And this was over more than an hour ago. A second-year player can make no less than $900,000 a year, and it just goes on and on and on from there.
So
always higher.
His point was, Sam, if you are a player, even the lowest rung of a player, it doesn't make a lot of sense that you would sacrifice your, you know,
livelihood.
They are in trouble.
Yeah, they're going to.
They are in trouble for this.
If they can confirm that, you know, player X sold these tickets for more than face value, They're definitely going to get fined.
Well, is it explicitly illegal to do that?
It is explicitly against the NFL's policy with the allotment tickets that the players receive.
I would agree with that.
For you to turn around and then sell the scalp them at a profit.
But so, Scott had mentioned that it's illegal to sell it higher than face value. Well, I mean,
in some states it is.
Ticketmaster wouldn't exist.
What they're saying is they're going to lose. If you get caught, you lose your allotment for 2 years unless your team is in the Super Bowl. Why would they not say do what they do with the Masters, that if you get caught with shenanigans around those tickets, you're never getting a ticket again, period.
I'm all right with that. Well,
you mean to tell me when they give out that allotment, they don't tell the players? Now, remember.
Oh, sure they do. Sure they do.
That's not fine print. I think it's bold print. You know, you're not allowed to.
You can't sell these at a profit. That's fine. I'm okay with them never getting the Super Bowl tickets again unless their team ends up in the Super Bowl. Because then you're punishing, because if we were all on a football team and we're going to the Super Bowl and I get 6 tickets, well, guess who's going to the game?
Yep.
My brother, my mom, you know, my 2 daughters, T, and I'll find somebody else. My brother's wife, she can go. Or Lydia, my niece. They're on their way.
I guess we're chopped liver, Dana.
No, I said if we were all yeah. On a football
team. Oh, I got you.
That way I didn't have to make that decision.
Obviously, the players have access to seats that in your wildest dreams we would not have access to. So you're not allowed to profit off of that.
Well.
But they did.
Apparently somebody did.
Who is it? You think they'll leak who it was?
I don't think it'll have to be leaked. I think the NFL will tell you that so-and-so just received a 3-game suspension and a $100,000 fine. And it better not be anybody on the Chiefs. You know, by the way,
well, why would they? They were at the game.
Well, that doesn't mean that they didn't sell 1 or 2 of their tickets. We don't know.
True.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.